This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Maddie Soto, 13-year-old little girl, murdered just right after her birthday. She celebrated it with friends, with family, was excited, had a great night, and then the next day she's supposed to go to school and never, ever makes it. Despite mom, despite de facto stepdad who's living there saying, oh yeah, we dropped her off. There's this camera footage of us dropping her off. There's no footage of her being dropped off. None. There's footage of a vehicle in certain areas that appears to have Maddie Soto in the car, dead, as her belongings are thrown into a dumpster, but there's no footage of her standing by the church waiting because she's embarrassed of mom and dad being there. I get it. I would have done the same thing if I was alive and 13. Yeah, drop me off. I'm going to go. Sounds somewhat legit. When your stories don't add up, a lot of questions arise. That's what's going on right now in this case. Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries, joining us to discuss. There is so much in this case that gets crazier and crazier. Stephen Stearns, the de facto stepdad type character, now charged with 60 different counts involving sexual material, involving sexual performance of a child. It's horrible. I mean, it's just, oh my God. It very much paints a picture of years of abuse that he was conducting with Maddie Soto prior to her demise. And mom, well, anything that she's ever talked about in the couple weeks ago when she was missing doesn't add up either, but still no charges for murder yet. Why is that?
Lack of evidence at this point, you know. Mm-hmm. Anytime they're not charging somebody, and I think we talked about this last time. I mean, when we're looking at it as lay people, non-law enforcement, and we're reaching the conclusion that she absolutely, at the very least, seems to be complicit in that she's providing some type of ridiculous alibi for her. Was he her fiance or just live-in boyfriend?
Live-in boyfriend, as far as we know.
Right. So, like, you know, everything that she's doing is at the very least aiding and abetting. You know, it and for us, is like I said, is the public, it certainly seems more nefarious than that. And you know, from that, we can take that law enforcement certainly is thinking the exact same thing. So you know that when the prosecutor has not moved to file charges against her, that they don't have the evidence, and or they're hoping that they can get her to flip.
Okay.
And use her as state's evidence and have her be the reason that they can finally charge Stephen with murder, you know? So I'm sure it's a little bit of both of those things. But you have to know, it's much like with what went on with the Montgomery case, you know, where they got Kayla to flip. They gave her a deal, you know, because it sounds very similar, doesn't it?
It does.
Very similar fact patterns, you know, so the difference being is that her mother is the one who seems to be complicit, which to me, I can't even wrap my mind around. But like, you know, I mean, how depraved and sad do you have to be where you're protecting some monster who was abusing your child for years, and as opposed to doing everything in your power to make sure that that bastard goes down? It's hard to wrap your mind around, man.
But watching those interviews, this is just my, you know, opinion and conjecture on it, is I think she, for quite some time, has been okay, however you can be okay with it, with whatever the hell was going on with Maddie and Stephen Stearns. Obviously, that's been documented. We know what's going on there. We have the videos. But just judging by the fact that she was so just, I don't know. There wasn't a lot of concern there in some of those interviews. It was really just shocking watching her acting job, which wasn't even good. It wasn't even like, let's really try to make this look like I'm concerned that my daughter is missing. It was more so, oh, I should feign sadness. I'm going to make my voice real high right now. I'm going to make it crack right now. Still no tears, but we have video too of her, which I found very bizarre. There's one clip where she is literally comforting him. She's hugging him. He's sitting down in the chair and she's over him like, oh, it's okay, baby. In any world, no matter what's going on here, she's the mom. It's her daughter biologically. You'd think it'd be the other way around. He'd be comforting her. But it doesn't seem that Jen Soto had a whole lot of emotion about her daughter being missing while she was. It was almost as if she was talking about that she lost a Popeye's chicken sandwich in the woods. Maybe we'll find it. Maybe we won't. I don't know. It was just so cold. What did you make of those interviews?
The same thing that you just said.
Yeah.
how can you watch that? It's, you know, and both of us are parents, Tony,
yeah.
and both of us, you know, realize and understand that there's nothing more important to us than our children. And, you know, for normal people, like when you see things like that, it's almost impossible for us to be able to have it compute. Mm-hmm. You know, you're sitting there, it's just, you know, you watch it and like that, like it, I have to assume that she had a ton of trauma growing up.
Yeah.
Maybe had daddy issue, whatever the case yeah. may be that has brought her mentally to where she values a relationship with some guy over the life and well-being of her daughter is just reflective of the fact to me that she's got something going on, like that she's just not right mentally,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it just flies in the face of reason. You know, yeah. I mean, it goes against instinct, like just motherly instinct. You know, I mean, we all know mama bears, you know, my yeah. wife's a mama bear. You know, you come at her kids, you better watch the hell out.
Yeah.
Because she's coming at you. She's going to do everything in her power to protect her children. And I would say that that's a vast majority of mothers, not only mothers, but parents,
yeah.
you know, in this country and in the world,
yeah.
you know, and so to see it is so disarming and so impossible for us to grasp that it's, you know, you immediately have to wonder like what is going on with her, you know, and that's my takeaway. I immediately think that she's got some, you know, mental illness problems that have caused her to lose her way completely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and she's placing value in places that she shouldn't be. And she's lacking the, you know, all of the emotions that we'd expect from somebody whose child has gone missing and from somebody whose child is feared to be dead, you know, like those just don't seem to be present with her. So, you know, ultimately, which then kind of goes, you know, if the state's planning on trying to use her as its material star witness in terms of being able to charge Stephen with murder along with the 60 other charges, you know, and they need her because she's probably the only one who's got the evidence. I mean, cause you know, the state and law enforcement's looking for other evidence, right?
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
we know that they're doing that, but you know, we don't know if they're finding it, and it's telling when they haven't charged him and you know, because they go with no body cases these days, you
yeah.
know, I mean, and they get convictions on them. Like mm-hmm. we just saw one with Montgomery,
yeah.
same deal, you know? So like, that can't be the only reason that they haven't charged him. So
they have a body. There is a body here. And that
right.
is, yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. And it's yeah. I don't understand, you know, short of like what they're looking for, because there certainly seems to be enough circumstantial evidence to charge him with it.
Want to listen ad-free?
Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.